abundance, fulfillment, happiness, success, limitlessness. Do I have your attention? Attracting these concepts into your life has led you to hearing these following words. Go get more of them. Whether it's your personal life, your finances, your career, or your health, you are being called to level up. Keep answering that call. There's always a higher place you can go. Keep going. If you're ready to break through to that next level and are looking for guidance on how to allow more into your life, it's time to meet with Josh Greco at Pro Advisor Coach. Josh offers something called the Mind Scan Assessment to anyone who wants to take their cognitive understanding of success and fulfillment to the next level. Results follow actions. Actions follow thinking. You think you're dangerous now? Wait till you become even more aware of how to use the power of thinking to manifest all that you want in your business and in life. Email Josh at joshua@proadvisorcoach.com and use promo code DIGITALCONNECTIONS for free access to the Mind Scan. Tell them Nancy sent you.
Welcome back to Digital Connections, where we bring in expert advice to connect you with the services and resources to build a successful business and ultimately to create the life of your dreams. This show is for entrepreneurs, business owners, and anyone interested in running a side hustle to their current 9-to-5. One episode at a time, we help you build a successful business through amazing digital connections. I'm your host, Nancy Johnson, a business owner and digital marketer. On my way here, I have found amazing resources that have helped me grow my business, and they will help your business thrive too. Everyone needs a friend in digital marketing because digital marketing is about connecting people. So my friends, today I have a wonderful connection for you. This is a connection that can help you make an immediate shift in how you approach your business. It can also make a huge impact in your life in general. Many of us in business understand how useful mindfulness can be. It is a matter of clarity and control in the matters that you have influence over. But whether or not we acknowledge them, we all have a subconscious that controls our behaviors, the decisions we make and the actions we take in our lives. And when we do acknowledge this, it can lead to an even greater alignment in how we show up every day for our clients and customers and the work that we do. So a few months ago, I took an assessment called Mind Scan. And this assessment pointed out how I think, but in ways that I had never thought about my own thoughts. And it opened my eyes to an entirely different way to think about how I approach business, but also how I could better align to my actual strengths to improve my processes. Since then, I have been coaching with the individual that introduced me to this great tool, and I love the shifts that I've been able to accomplish in the last few months because of it. So with that, I want to introduce my guest, Joshua Greco, who is a Mind Scan certified business coach for individuals and leadership teams. With over a decade of business development experience in the logistics and construction industries, Joshua brings a passion to develop people professionally, personally, and spiritually. He moved to Charlotte, North Carolina in 2011 in pursuit of new perspectives after completing his formal education at SUNY Fredonia, and now splits his time between Charlotte and Western New York. His career path naturally led him to Pro Advisor Coach, where he combines his business development background with his natural affinity to tap into the best of people even before they see it themselves. And I can attest that that is so true. So Joshua, welcome to the show.
Nancy, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. This is really exciting because, you know, we talk to each other at least once a week. You know, I think now we're at once every 2 weeks, but to get to do something, you know, just kind of on the side is really fun. And you had me on your show too, so we'll talk a little bit about that a little later on. But we've got a lot to unpack here. So let's start with the MindScan deal. So tell me what this is and how you use it.
Sure. So the mind scan is a way to make sense of our thinking. And that's the simplest version I can share. So there's a lot more to unpack related to the actions that we take and the results that follow after that. But we know that everything starts with our thinking. And there was a gentleman by the name of Dr. Robert Hartman who invented the mind scan. He spent his whole life's work on understanding how our thinking works. So he studied thinking because he knew that if we could figure out thinking and figure out a way to measure it and show what our thinking strengths are and what maybe our potential barriers in our thinking are, that we can use that information to improve our approach to business and life in general. I love the definition that you shared in the intro. I wrote it down, actually, mindfulness. You said clarity and control over the matters you have influence over. And that's such a great definition because there are things we don't have control over, right? But our mindset is one of those things. And being able to understand our thinking is such a key factor in our outlook of what we want to accomplish and how we set out to accomplish it, that once we engage with this tool, and I've taken it like 4 or 5 times since I've become aware of it, and it's so accurate. It's incredibly accurate with what it's measuring without actually knowing what it's measuring. that was another takeaway that I had was like, usually when you take those assessments, you're like, this one's about leadership. You know, I want to be perceived as a leader. So I'll put the leadership stuff at the top. This one, I had no idea what the heck it was measuring. So I answered it as honestly as possible. And sure enough, it pinned me. And it also opened my eyes to some things that I could work on and some things that I could leverage even more.
Mm. You know, and one of the things that I found interesting, because I was talking to somebody about that, about it this weekend, and she was saying, oh, I hate those assessments. You know, I never, you know, they never really understand me, or, you know, somebody wants to tell me something about myself and I never agree with it. And I was like, yeah, I get it, you know, because I've been there. And, you know, where I'm like, that thing just pinned me into a corner that I don't belong in. That is not what I felt when I took the mind scan thing. I I was blown away. I was like, how would it even know that, you know? But I mean, obviously I told it that, you know, but just in the way that it asked the questions, because it was so quick and so easy to fill out, that I really doubted that you were going to be able to tell me anything that I didn't already know, in essence. Right. Right. But you were, so. Well, and so along that line, then, who is a good fit for a mind scan analysis?
Yeah, I'd say anybody who's curious about how they can go about accomplishing more in life and in business. Whatever people want to achieve something, they have potential barriers that they have to overcome. And usually we can't see those barriers. That's why I think coaching is so powerful. That's why I love what I do. Mm. And that's why I invest in coaching myself, is because, you know, think of the football analogy. You know, like the quarterback's out there playing, you know, football, and he sees certain things. He comes to the sideline after making a bad play or throwing an interception. Who's the first person he talks to? He talks to the coach. The coach sees different things from the sideline. And I think that anybody who understands that and knows that there are other resources out there that can make them more powerful or more successful, and it's not like we're leaning on that person, but they're showing us things for how we can ourselves become more. Mm. I think anybody who is curious about that and open to different ways to viewing things, especially with, like, we're creatures of habit, right? We're creatures of pattern. So this assessment can show us what we're blind to, or what we've chosen to ignore, or what we ignore subconsciously. I mean, we don't even know we're ignoring, but when we read it, and this is probably the case for you because it was for me, it just hits you like somewhere. It's like, oh my gosh. Like, I've never put it that way, but that's how I feel. That's what I know to be true about myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think there's also this element of hope in a way, right? Because you kind of get this feeling like, oh, well, if it can tell that, then maybe there is a process that can help me learn how to work with this better. Because I know that this is how I work, but, you know, obviously there's got to be ways to make this work for me. And that is really kind of where this all leads to. So when should a business owner or entrepreneur, when should they look to get coaching? I mean, because I think that's an interesting place to start, right? Is there's got to be something that clicks or something that says, you know, I probably need to go and check this mind scan thing out, you know?
Yeah. I'd say if they're stuck. I think we talk a lot about identity, and we achieve the level of success that we identify ourselves having. So if we think we're a $100,000 producer and we start to earn $125,000, we'll actually do things to self-sabotage ourselves to go back down to 100K. And it works the other way too. If we perceive ourselves as $100,000 producers and we're at 75, we work to get up to the 100K because we know we're capable of that. So to burst through those, what I like to call belief systems, I reference that term a lot. Belief systems, the abbreviation is BS. Those are BS. It's BS. It's made up in our mind of what we perceive we think that we're capable of. And for somebody to get to that point for coaching, I would say they want to get to another level, but they don't know how to do it. So if you're in your business or you just started out and you know what to do, you just got to do these things here and you can execute on them. You might not need a coach, but if you know there's something more for you, you just don't know what it is and you need that extra guidance or you need somebody to show the spotlight on maybe a weakness or something you can leverage more of, coaching's for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So I know for me, it's important as I'm looking for my coach. And in fact, this is one of the reasons why I coach with you, is understanding what their mission is, understanding why they do what they do. So tell me, what's your mission?
Sure. Yeah. So I belong to a company or work for a company as a 1099 contractor for Pro Advisor Coach. And their mission is to bring relief and eliminate suffering in the workplace. So when I first started exploring coaching for myself and what it was and how I could get into the industry, I met some fantastic people and heard that mission statement. I was like, oh my gosh, like that's my mission statement. That's what I want to do. I have a close friend of mine that I live with in college, and, you know, 10, 12 years later, we still keep in touch and we have these conversations about the workforce and the all these different industries that don't do things the right way. We just know there's something inherently wrong with the way things are run, how upper management might think, like the things that they think need to be happening. And then the people on the front lines who are just fed up with work and they just show up and they're miserable and they clock in at 8 o'clock and then clock out at 5 and they just have nothing to do. They want nothing to do with the company that they work for other than just getting the paycheck. And for me, that was just not good enough, or it was never good enough. And even with my, you read in the intro, some of my experience, that my background is business development. I've always loved connecting with people and, you know, earning to my truest potential. I was making really good money, but I was unhappy. I wasn't happy with what I was doing. So this, when I met people from Pro Advisor Coach, it was my tribe. It was my people. There's a whole band of us that are on this mission to eliminate the suffering in the workplace. And that can come in many different forms, but I feel like I'm living in alignment with what I truly believe in. And that makes all the difference.
Yeah. And I loved that about, I mean, I had never quite seen a mission statement like that, at least not from a coaching group, you know, but to eliminate suffering in the world. And, you know, and coming from corporate America, sounds so dramatic, but I know what suffering is.
It's quite a bit out there, right? Yes.
Yeah, there really is. There really is. So something that we also talk about in our coaching is trusting your intuition. So basically trusting yourself that you really do know what's going on. So if you could give me some advice on how to best use intuition.
Yeah. I don't know how to describe that without getting a tad bit into the spiritual realm, but I think that's okay. And I think that's a lot of where people are going, and some people are afraid to go, but know that they kind of need to go there. And it's just this, there's no other explanation other than this inner knowing, like our inner voice inside our head knows when we're comfortable, knows when we're uncomfortable, knows when we're lying to ourselves, when we're lying to the people around us, when we're just putting that smile on and grinning and bearing it. And I think if we quiet down, I'm a big fan of meditation. I always promote that, because when you quiet the noise, and just a quick aside, this is the cool part about the mind scan. It splits it into the external and the internal world. that internal world is all about how you perceive the world. It eliminates all of the other external factors out there, social media, news, TV, radio, friends, family, events. Like there's so much in our world that influences the way we perceive it, that what's the real stuff? How do we actually feel about the world around us without wondering or worrying about how we're going to be perceived if we're true to ourselves? And I think it's difficult in concept, or you might think it's difficult in concept, but there's something that happens when you totally embrace that. And it's like you can't be touched. Like even if people perceive you as bad, you don't care because you know it's true for you.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of courage to get to that place. A lot of courage.
It does. It does. And I think though that you're right. I don't know that. And in fact, it's something that I've watched happen as of lately, where people are not afraid to actually mention that spirituality actually does guide their businesses, or it helps them in their businesses. And I think it's an awesome thing, you know, because for me, my business is a major part of my life, and I want my life to be interconnected in as many ways as possible. It's also why this show is called what it is, you know, Digital Connections. It's about those connections that we make with each other. So I'm very glad that that's part of your practice as well.
Can I make a quick point about that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a sign for anybody listening out there to like, what is that? Or how can I know if that applies to me? If you feel like you have to be a different person with what you're doing professionally than personally, then that's a signal right there. Mm. If you can align those two things, you're going to be living in this sweet spot of like loving what you do, working with the people you love working with, and making really good money doing it. And to me, that's what I want to live for right there.
Right. Right. And absolutely. And that's actually one of the reasons that so much suffering comes about, right? In other places and other situations, is because it isn't in alignment. And there's no way for you to get aligned in some of those places.
Definitely. And not to get off on a tangent, but I think there's an evolution here with like, you know, my parents' generation, it was a good thing. It was a privilege to be able to work for a company and earn a paycheck, because there weren't that many options out there. Now with the internet out there and the connectivity that we have, there's so many ways to provide value for people in our own unique ways. And that's all money is an exchange for value. So if you can figure out a way to deliver value to people consistently, you can make money that way. You don't have to work for the man or the machine anymore.
Yay.
Yes. Amen. No more suffering in the workplace.
I love it. So, okay. One of the reasons that, what we're talking about here, and one of the reasons that you are my business coach, is because of that mix of psychology and planning, which I find fascinating, right? When you bring the two together, and it's, for me, it's what is, it's why I still coach with you, right? Is because I have this element of keeping me on track, and yet there's this psychological element where I'm trying to understand exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing, right? So tell me a little bit more about that combination of those two.
Sure. Yeah. I think there's so many layers to that, and that's probably what that process is like, I'm getting the image. It's fall right now, right? There's a lot of leaves on the ground. Like if the truth were lying on the ground somewhere, we got to like brush away all the leaves to get to the truth. Mm. And that's what that process is like with when I first start to engage with a potential client or a client, we set a goal, we set an intended target. Now that usually changes throughout. There's this, what I like to call below the waterline. I say what I do is above the waterline, best practices, procedures, all the tangibles, things you can get your arms around. We usually start with something like that, more money in the business, more revenue. Along the way, we navigate these things below the waterline, how we feel about certain things. It doesn't feel right to us. And it's that process by which tweaks the above the waterline to something that's in alignment with what's below the waterline. Mm. And when we have that alignment, then that's where the true magic happens, because not only will you love what you get when you get there with your goals, but you're also loving what you're doing and the process to achieve it along the way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, all right. So let's talk podcasting, because you just mentioned something, you know, like pushing away the leaves to find the truth, right?
Yes.
And you have a podcast called Truth Seekers. So tell me about this podcast, please.
Yeah. So Truth Seekers, the tagline is Simple Secrets of the Successful. And I liken it to why people write books, right? People write books because of their experiences. It takes them a decade or more to learn these lessons. And what they want to do is sum it up or dumb it down to people so that they can share what they've learned and people can like basically shortcut whatever it is that they need to experience. Same with the purpose of my podcast or our podcast. My co-host is another coach at ProAdvisor Coach. His name is Nick Davies. And Simple Secrets of the Successful. We want to bring people on that have had success in their business and really target those times where they've overcome an obstacle or achieved something really great, but they had to become somebody more than themselves or the best version of themselves to achieve that. And it's twofold. The purpose is twofold, to give them a platform to share their story, mm-hmm. but also the listeners to apply that same principle in their own lives. And that's success has basically dumbed down the principles. And we know most of these principles, but it's great to be reminded by these fantastic guests that I have on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. I oftentimes I'll get a notification that you've got a new one and it'll pop up. And even just in the little blurb on it, I'm like, oh, that was perfect. Just what I needed to hear today. Thanks. Thanks, Josh.
Yes.
All right. So do you have any other resources that you suggest for business owners?
Well, that's a good question. I like an exercise that I do and that we practice at the company called client segmentation. And basically it's a foolproof way. You know, it's very iterative, so you got to stick to it because it's a process and it takes a little bit to get through, but it's identifying your ideal clients. When I say ideal clients, like the people, I mentioned this earlier, the people you like to work with that pay you well, that it just feels natural to work with them. You'd probably do it for free if you had to. But they pay you well and you like spending time with them. And there are how many people in this world? Billions and billions, 7 billion people plus. There's over 330 million in the US. There's hundreds of thousands of businesses. To think that we can't find 20 people that pay us really well and that we'd like to be around is crazy. Now it takes some time maybe to navigate that. But think of people who could be our customers or our clients for life, that we're friends with, we know their families, we're in touch with, you know, we go to their kids' soccer games, like all that stuff. We're surrounding ourselves in a community of people that we love to be around, and we're producing incredible value and helping them in their businesses as well. So this tool gets really specific with two different categories, what we call demographics and psychographics. And demographics are that above the waterline, the tangible things, you know, what is this person? What's their age? What's their income level? What do they have in the business? Where are they? Things you can really define. The psychographics are where a lot of businesses or companies miss out on. And those are the things like common interests or willingness to refer or I'm drawing a blank on a couple of others, but it's these below the waterline things that are a little bit harder to define. But if you were to ask somebody, they would know right away. Like, yes, I have common interests with that person. Now, when you start going through your portfolio of people or businesses you do business with, pretty quickly, it's a grading system. The cream rises to the top. You're like, well, that's not a surprise. And you find the people near the bottom like drain your energy. They're people that when you see that calendar invitation getting closer and closer, just like, ah. And there are those types of people out there. So if you could fill your schedule with the people you love doing business with, then that client segmentation exercise is absolutely excellent. Excellent.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was one of my favorites, actually, because it's, you know, a lot of what I do in my business as far as creating digital strategies for people, we talk about the demographics, you know, and we're doing the target market, right? But very rarely do we talk about those psychographics. And so it was an interesting exercise for me. And, you know, really, it was one more eye-opening kind of thing, right? Where the next day I was calling my clients and I was talking to them and I was like, hey, by the way, you rose to the top of my list as my, you know, in these psychographics of people that I like, and this is why, you know, and one of the ones that really struck me was like the ability to learn, right? And the ability to be open to learning. Yes. And that for me is so important in the clients that I have. Until I did the exercise, I really didn't realize how important it was, you know, mm-hmm. And how much time and effort and money that clients that don't have that, how much time and effort and money that they can cost me, you know, and it really made it obvious.
They suck the life out of you, Nancy. Get rid of them. They'll find other people. They will.
Those life suckers.
Well, and you mentioned a key part of that. So part of that exercise, Nancy, is to share that conversation with those people. That's awesome because I think there's a study out there that says how many of your ideal clients know that they're ideal clients? It's like 6% or something like that. And like people don't know. And then of those ideal clients, how many of them know that you're in the market to take on more? And those people usually know more people like them. And that's even smaller of a percentage.
You are absolutely right. In fact, that's one of my clients said to me. She said, Nancy, that's so perfect. Now I know who to refer to you. And I mean, we've been friends for a long time. And it was like, it finally dawned on her that these are the people that I need to talk to, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and that actually brings up another good point. One of the other places where people fall down a lot is that they don't ask for referrals. And you're never going to lose business because you ask somebody for a referral, but this is such a fantastic way to be able to do that. Because first of all, you're complimenting the person that you're talking to, but also it's opening them up to, oh, I know somebody exactly who this person should talk to, right? So when you ask for that referral, it's a pretty simple ask. So
absolutely. It's a natural conversation. Doesn't feel like you're bugging them with anything. And like you said, it's humbling. It's humbling to have somebody tell you, like, they want to hear that. I'm an ideal client for you. Oh, that's pretty cool. Like I got more. Let me refer more to you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So tell me, do you have any closing thoughts before we head on out?
Oh man, I love this conversation so much because this is my favorite stuff to talk about. Just it's self-development and self-improvement, but it's beyond that. It's wanting something more, knowing that there's more, and there's always more. That's the crazy part. There's always more learning. There's more growth. There's more understanding of our perceptions and why we have them. And once we get really curious about it, it's intoxicating. You can't get enough of it. And it's more and more rewarding as you go. So there's no ceiling like, oh, well, this ran out. There's just always more. And it's always gets better and better and better. So if you're curious about this stuff, go get more of it. It doesn't have to be with me, although it could be. But just surround yourself with people who bring you up to the level that you're capable of. Get rid of the people who are not. And then go soak up a bunch of content and material too. And just live it, embody it every day. And your future self will thank your current self.
Yes. Yeah. Yep, for sure. All right. So if somebody does want to do some coaching with you or wants to learn more about the mind scan assessment, where should they go to find out about that?
Yeah. So proadvisorcoach.com is the company website. And then of course, maybe I can leave my email here. It's joshua@proadvisorcoach.com. Be happy to share the assessment for free. It's actually a $500 value. You can find it online and pay money for it, but our company owns the rights to it. And I always offer it to anybody who's curious and wants to know more about themselves, even if it's coaching or not non-coaching related, come find out more about yourself and see what's going on up there. Get curious about it.
That's an amazing offer, actually, because I know the other thing that you do is you don't just give people the assessment and then walk away. You actually walk them through it, which in essence is a free coaching session, a complimentary coaching session, which I just think is incredible. So,
yeah. Absolutely. It's useful on its own, but I am certified in the tool, and it took several months to get through that and to understand how it works and what it is. And what I like best about it, and you kind of hinted at this earlier, Nancy, is that it's not like this is who you are, go figure it out. It's this is what we're seeing. What does this mean? Like it's a conversation opener to something much deeper that we know to be true. And it gives the permission for some of that useful information to come out.
Yeah. And I would say just even from that very first session that I found value, great value in that conversation, right? I walked away with some great, great nuggets of information, but also some clear action items in my own head about what I wanted to do next with that information. So yeah, that's pretty good stuff.
Huge.
Yeah. All right, Josh. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show and for sharing this information. And, you know, everybody, I'm sure will be reaching. You're going to get just floods of people reaching out to
Bring
you,
on.
Joshua.
Come on down.
All right. Before we leave today, I want to leave everybody with our digital marketing tip of the day. So today's tip is very simple. It's a very simple change that you can actually make on your website, but it could have a huge impact. It's the copyright that's on your site. When was the last time that you updated this? It should be something that you update every year. In fact, you can automate it on the back end so you don't even have to think about it. But when you don't update that copyright, right, the content, logos, images, and everything else on your site are no longer protected. This means that you're open to theft and as is your intellectual property. It's also a trust indicator with people. It means that you care enough about your content that's being presented out there. You care enough about that to keep it up to date. So what date is on your site? Go check it out. A huge thank you to my guest today, Joshua Greco from Pro Advisor Coach. Please make sure to follow us, subscribe, and like us wherever you get your podcasts. You can find this episode and previous shows along with contact information for all our guests and for me on our website at www.digitalconnections.us. Have a great week and tune in next time for another great digital connection for your business.
Would you like more return and tangible results from your marketing efforts without long-term contracts? Do you want people who are actually interested in your products and services to find you easily? WSI has developed in-depth knowledge and an extensive network of industry thought leaders that know your company's goals and objectives are unique. When you work with us, you not only gain the local expertise of your WSI expert, but we help you develop a strategy based on the digital experience of our global network. Work with a company that understands your business and provides real results. Find us at WSIWorld.com or call 800-985-9567. Again, that's 800-985-9567. WSI. We simplify the internet.